Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got the second highest payroll in baseball? Give me a break.
You don't
have a chance to complain when you blow it the way they did. You take it. You take it. You get smacked in the face, you take it. You don't defend yourself. This team is not worth defending. We're a worthless piece of garbage organization right now. Hopefully we'll get up from it. Hopefully they'll make the right decisions. But stop complaining about the Marlins. Stop complaining about the Reds. Stop thinking you're better than you actually are. Stop worrying about the Yankees and worry about yourself. Own the town, my ass. How about owning an above 500 record and making the playoffs with the second highest payroll in baseball? Look in the mirror. The words Yankees or Marlins or baseball or Manfred or anything coming out of your mouth other than we suck, I don't want to hear it. So shut your mouth.
Hug your nearest Mets fan.
ESPN Radio's Don LaGreca down in New York, famous for his Mets rants. It's not Ed Cranepool. It's not the Ed Cranepool rant.
It's not Howard Simon.
But the Mets rants, man, like they get people going. They do.
We got a taste of the Howard Simon one.
I heard on Pick the Bills today.
Hug your nearest Mets fan. I should have hugged Howard. I did see him.
Don LaGreca, though, by the way, I want to make sure I'm right on this. He is, I believe, the new play-by-play guy for the – yes, he is the new play-by-play announcer for the New Jersey Devils. So we'll be hearing more from him, especially with hockey. He was the fill-in guy for the Rangers for years. Now he's with the Devils, his boyhood team. But, yeah, the Mets rant. The Mets, man, I think all of that is right. Like he's yelling and it's fun, the whole thing. I think he's right, though. You have the second-highest payroll in baseball.
You can't miss the playoffs with that.
And that rant more comes from – Mets fans, and I think even the Mets broadcast, being a little upset the Marlins celebrated getting the Mets out of the playoffs. And his whole point there was, why? They pay nobody. They have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. This is like their one moment of relevancy where the baseball eyes for a weekend are going to be on South Florida. Why would they not celebrate it? That they knocked you out of the playoffs after you spent all of this money.
Also, it doesn't cost anything to hate.
No, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. It's one of the best things in sports is hate watching a team. 100%.
Oh, not even that. Just division rivals and hate.
Yeah, just being like, ha, we screwed up your season.
we screwed up your season.
I just, for them.
Nanny, nanny, poo, poo.
The thing with the Mets, too, is just how much, I mean, we talk about the Tigers collapse. The Tigers at least still made the postseason.
Yes.
They still have some way of salvaging this. They beat the Guardians in three games. Who cares about the division title, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, you're going to miss home field, and you would have loved to be the one or two seed. I don't disagree with that, and it still will probably linger. But you beat the Guardians, you're like, cool, sweet. We won a playoff series. You didn't. Have fun with your banner, your division title. We went further.
Yeah.
The Mets don't even have that. And
the Mets
they were,
have neither.
I think last week's when it got real dicey for them was when it started. They were in a playoff spot from that point, though, since April 5th. All year, they have been in a playoff spot. You're just hoping the pitching rotation gets better. You're hoping guys like Lindor and Juan Soto and the team in general just gets going.
Right.
And it just never did. And now you got Pete Alonso, who himself had a very good year, coming off a year that he was not very good in. He's already going to hit free agency. We'll see what that means for him going forward. It's just... Yeah, second highest payroll in baseball, and you don't even make the playoffs. That's the worst spot you can be in,
is spending
all that money and having it mean nothing.
And I think that it just comes back to, you got to be able to make the play. You've got to be able to get things taken care of. And I know that part of that payroll is ballooned by one player in Juan Soto.
He had a great year, though.
And that's the thing is, like, yeah, you end up the second highest payroll in all of baseball. I wonder why. You paid Juan Soto.
Him, Lindor, money. Yeah, it's a lot of money just between those two.
But that's the thing. You also still have to pay the rest of a team, and those players do have to make the plays. It just, the Mets do this to their fan base in painstaking way every year to a point where a Bills fan can pity it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I sit over here and watching the Mets and go, they did that. They did what? They did this again?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about, like, painful eliminations in the postseason like Bills fans are used to right now or Toronto Maple Leafs fans are used to right now. It is you're missing the playoffs in the most awe-inspiring ways possible.
You were in the playoffs. You were in a playoff position most of the year.
This is a franchise that punches its fan base in the groin on a yearly basis. And bless every one of them that comes back.
I mean, they will. Yeah, it's one of the better fan bases in the sport. They're going to be back. That's the tough part. Is that
the sign of being a good person is being a Mets fan.
It's going to be happening again.
Because you know the term of forgiveness.
Yep. Baseball playoffs do start this afternoon, actually, just in a little over an hour and a half, with Tigers-Guardians at 1 p.m. It's going to be over on ESPN. And we've got Cubs-Padres over on ABC at 3. Also on ESPN, Red Sox-Yankees. Again, that's just after 6. And then 9 o'clock, Cincinnati Reds at the Dodgers, also on ESPN. Should be a wonderful next few days of sports action. All four of these wild card series go for the next 3 days, or, well, at least next 2 days. They are best of three series. You want to put a pin on something with the Bills.
I did. And it's about that balance between mm-hmm. being able to criticize them and then also acknowledge that there are fates worse than what happened to them over these last 2 weeks.
Right, because Carol, a caller previously, did mention, like, you know, playing up to the standard, right? Like, we're comparing ourselves to other franchises. We're not comparing ourselves to the New Orleans Saints.
And there's a very severe case of burnout that's going to happen after the first loss. Burnout, crash out, whatever term you want to use with it, is going to be all sorts of relevant. The moment that the Bills lose a singular football game, this is going to happen. And it might be as soon as next week against New England. It might be in a couple weeks against Atlanta. These are the two teams left over until you get to Kansas City that are the spiciest. Sheldon Bulldog yesterday, they were trying to coin the proper term with, like, what the Saints were against Buffalo. And I remember Bulldog was kind of struggling with, and I love the quote that he comes up with, north of plucky.
North of plucky, yep.
North of plucky. That is what these two teams are going to be. And I think spicy is the right term.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how good New England's roster is. I still don't know how good New England's roster is. They're a team that struggled more with Miami than Buffalo did. They're a team that committed 5 turnovers against the Steelers and yet only allowed 13 points. They're a team that kicked the absolute snot out of Carolina. They're a team that lost to the Raiders. What are the Patriots? And from what I've seen through 4 weeks is, they're a game of Mad Libs. I don't know what I'm getting out of New England every week, except that Drake May doesn't stink.
Yeah, I think he might be the only definitive you have, is that at worst he's good.
But other than that, I don't know how good their defense is. Christian Gonzalez is back, so it might take a step for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills can play that game against New England, at least, because Ramondre Stevenson's not a good running back, and they still give him the football. I would be using more of Travion Henderson this week if I am Mike Vrabel. I also think that Mike Vrabel is not that great of a tactician.
I think he's a great culture builder.
He's a great culture builder.
Which only, I think, gets you so far.
It only gets you so far, especially with a team that is going to have less talent than the opponent that they are facing in this circumstance. Yes, the Bills have a problem with talent. We did just mention that earlier in the show, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still leaps and bounds away from the roster New England still has put together. You should win against New England. Division games do get a little bit more tight, a little more tense. Jets game aside, that's been happening for the entirety of the AFC so far, except for Bills Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these games in the division has been punchy.
And to be fair, yeah, I mean, you've seen how the Jets performed since that Week 1 game. It hasn't been good. The Dolphins game really isn't all that close. I know there's a shot there for the Jets towards the end,
but they Jetsed it up bad.
Aaron Glenn, by the start of the fourth quarter, looked like he wanted to be anywhere else but South Florida. That guy looked like he wanted to just get on a plane. We're 0-4. Let's just move on. I mean, I didn't realize just how much work they have to do. I really thought it was more just the quarterback situation's a mess. You know, the owner likes to meddle. The GM's kind of bad. Like, maybe Aaron Glenn can come in and not fix it right away, but make them respectable. No, there is a talent issue with the Jets.
There's a talent issue.
They gave Sauce Gardner $100 million, and Darren Waller was whooping them.
And it's going to be something more along those lines that we can talk about them later. But, yeah, these next two games are going to be the toughest matchups that the Bills will have before the bye week. But they're also still teams that are 2-2, and we don't know who they really are yet. We don't know. What I do know is New England has at least been building something over the last couple of years. They have a quarterback that is probably going to become a problem. Atlanta, I know, has a great running back. That will be a problem. They have a defense that, one game aside where Carolina decided they wanted to wake up, they've been playing great all year, except for one game. But I also know that the Bills have the league's MVP. And if I'm not mistaken, it's second leading rusher?
Yep, only behind Jonathan Taylor, James Cook.
And it's by 13 yards.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically there together.
One, two, and three are kind of like, and then it's a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Because Travis Etienne's having a great year right now, too. But you have the second leading rusher, the seventh leading passer, despite the fact that the Bills aren't throwing the ball as much as they could be. Scary thought. And they have a defense that should play up to more of a potential. Allen's played pretty good against New England over the last coming years. Not so much last year, the one game that he plays.
Mm-hmm.
But they also figure it out, because they have a talent gap. Has New England done enough to fix that? I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, though, on defense. You do mention, obviously, Allen, of course, and then James Cook. That is where the Patriots are going to be a curious watch. Christian Gonzalez has not played at all this year until this last week. He has been dealing with an injury. Now he's back. But through the first four games, Patriots are fourth worst in terms of net yards allowed per pass. They're not one of the better passing defenses. The same cannot be true about their rushing defense. They're allowing the second lowest total of yards per attempt at 3.3. The only team better, Cleveland, 2.7 yards per carry on the ground. They have been a very good run-stuffing defense. So
Try me.
Yeah, no, I think that's the thing. For the Bills, it should be cool. But Cook is dominating, and we have Allen, we're not going to change a thing. I've now gotten to this point. The Bills are treating a lot of this as just, it's September, it's October. Why would we show you everything? So they're going to come in, and I know a lot of people have pointed this out for the passing game. It's been very vanilla. I think that's for a reason. Why are they going to show teams a bunch of stuff against the Saints? The Patriots, though, might be one of the first games where they might have to go deep into their bag of tricks to find something. With Christian Gonzalez back, that pass defense probably is going to get better, especially now it's not even his first game back, it's his second game back. You've already seen how they've done against the run very well.
And now this is also a good opportunity for your pass rush. But it's also going to be another one of those moments of we might not learn anything positive. Drake May has taken the third most amount of sacks in the league this year at 13. Get to him, please. Finish the deal. Because if you don't, only negative thoughts are going to come from this. So you need to get it done. There's less and less excuses for players like a Javon Solomon out there right now. There's less and less excuses for Gregory Rousseau.
I think especially someone like Rousseau, who was given a big contract. I know, and I brought it up, I think, last hour, that he's dealing with a bone bruise. That's the reports. But he's not on the injury report. He's practicing in full.
Right.
He's not even really receiving treatment because he's not on the injury report.
Right.
He's got to perform.
He
was one of, if not the guy I was looking to this offseason of, he's got to take that step forward to being one of the better pass rushers in the NFL. And so far, through four games, he's kind of been a non-factor.
And you need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get better. Can you at least stifle some of the conversation about the pass rush? Which is, once again, it reared its ugly head.
Yep. Bills, Patriots, Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a whiteout game. The Bills will be wearing their rivalry jerseys. Should be a lot of fun. Again, Sunday Night Football. We'll talk with Sal Capaccio tomorrow as the week really gets underway, probably around the 11 o'clock hour, so do stay tuned for that. Sabres Live, though, coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll be right back wrapping up the show today on a Tuesday. In just a few minutes, this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.